This is Fresh Air. Our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward, has a profile of James Carr. Carr was a soul singer in the 60s, who Ed says had the goods but didn't always deliver. He was in top form on this recording of These Ain't Raindrops.
Just look at me now. I've been crying because I love you. I wonder why can't you see now? Just one kiss would do so much. It would drive away all my fear. These ain't raindrops in my eyes. They're tears.
Is it possible to have too much soul? Is it possible that some of the most soulful artists are driven by a sense of doom or that they're haunted in some way? Of course, it's impossible to give an answer to questions like that, but the evidence sure makes it look that way. Take the case of James Carr, for instance. There are some who consider James Carr the greatest soul singer of the 60s, a man on a par with Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett, or Percy Sledge. Yet today, few remember him. James Carr's story starts with Roosevelt Jameson, a remarkable young man who was the first black man in Tennessee to become a certified radiologist. By day, Jameson helped to run a blood bank on Beale Street in Memphis, and it was there that he met James Carr, who was part of a gospel group Jameson rehearsed at the blood bank. Jameson was looking for someone to help him realize his musical ambitions. Because he was a tremendous songwriter, he'd written That's How Strong My Love Is, which Otis Redding and the Rolling Stones recorded, but he was a lousy singer. He took Carr to Gold Wax, a tiny Memphis label just getting started, and with their third record, they hit pay dirt.
I said I wasn't gonna tell nobody else, but I just can't keep it locked to myself now. For as long as I've been running around, I finally met a little girl that really got me down now. Baby, you got my mind messed up now. Little girl, you sure got my mind messed up now. I go to bed, Lord, and I can't sleep. Sit down at the table, ooh, Lord, I can't eat that. Somebody please, sir. Please help me now. Oh, 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 oh. Sugar plum dancing all in my mind. Every day you whip me seem like Valentine.
You've Got My Mind Messed Up was a top 10 soul hit in the spring of 1966, and Carr was on his way. Pouring water on a drowning man showed Carr really hitting his stride, getting out from the shadow of the other Memphis singers, and it looked like Jameson had hitched himself to a star. Then he was handed a song by songwriters Dan Penn and Chips Moman, a song Carr could do to perfection, and he knew that this was it.
At the dark end of the street, that's where we always me, hiding in shadows where we don't belong, living in darkness to hide our wrong. You and me at the dark end of the street. You. I know time's gonna take its toll. We have to pay for the love we stole.
It's a sin, and we know it's wrong. Oh, but our love keeps coming on strong. Still wed to the darkening of the street.
Unfortunately, that was just about it. Carr was acting weird, drifting off into his own universe in the middle of sessions, disappearing for days at a time. Goldwax, too, was falling apart. And although they managed to get Dark End of the Street into the top 10 soul records, it was the last time they'd have that kind of clout. But hardcore soul fans remembered him, and Roosevelt Jameson's faith in him remains to this day. Japanese fans organized a concert in 1979, and Carr and Jameson went over, but Carr spaced out and got lost early in the show, which ended in disaster. James Carr may never come back from the dark end of his street, but thanks to the recent reissue of his best recordings by Blueside Records and Peter Guralnick's spellbinding account of his story in his superb book, Sweet Soul Music, he's not going to disappear.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.